Okay, hi, PTA. I haven't posted anything yet here. And I don't know, for some reason thought that right now would be a good time. Anyway, for my first post, I found a script offer. I don't know how far back it dates, but decided to go with it. Anyway. I hate the way you cuff your denim. That they fall just above your boots. This kind of poetic fingering between aesthetic and function, which, of course, only you could pull off so god fucking damn perfectly. When you're with me, the denim falls slack onto your boots because they're always draped at your knees. You couldn't be bothered to take your pants all the way off. We're only fucking. Only fucking. You say. Sometimes it actually feels like love to me. Or making love, at least. It feels as though when you're inside me and every inch of your cock stretches my pussy. Like my physical composition is being changed. And I love the way I am when you're inside me. But it doesn't last. You pull out. Come on me. And then zip your denim up in one swift motion. You're as fucking cold as the kiss you leave on my cheek in your stare. When you turn and leave for the door. I lie there, still feeling the heat of your cum disappearing slowly. My mattress swallows me whole. I haven't even come yet, but I can't touch myself for a while. I feel tainted, and I fucking hate it. Because while my cunt juice still coats your head, your tongue is in her mouth. You're cooking for her, holding her hand as you walk across the street. And you stop and move a strand of her hair from her cheek and kiss the spot it touched. After you fucked her, you lie next to her, kissing her stomach, her ribs, and the hollow of her shoulder, pulling her in close. You tell her how good it feels to be inside her and how hard she makes you come. But you never actually come hard with her, do you? You never groan and grab the hollow space under her rib cage. As you fuck yourself over her hot, perspiring body. You don't ask her to stick out her tongue while you stroke your load out onto it and tell her that if she cares about you, she'll swallow. Do you ask her to spread her pussy lips whilst you stroke your cock so you can see all of her cunt as though you own it? Do you whisper, "I fucking own you," while you come inside her? Do you come inside her? I hate you. I hate you. Because I want you. I want to be the woman whose hand you hold, who gets your kisses after sex, the one you say, "I've got you," too, as you pull her close. You could have me if you wanted. Every inch of me could be yours. But you want her. And I hate myself for thinking it, but is she as tight as me? Does she make your cock throb when you enter her? Does she get as wet as I do? Silky and inviting for your cock. Does she let you come wherever you want? I don't think she does. And maybe that's the difference. She withholds. You think that there's some great unknown with her, something ethereal and enigmatic. Something that's just shown in bits and pieces the more you get to know her. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe there's nothing there. It's that nothing that draws you in. And now you're stuck. And I'm your release. But I want to be more. I want to be yours, not your release. I want to hear your thoughts when you lay in bed at night. I want to be the name you say first thing in the morning. I want to be the thought that formulates when your cock grows and your hand glides over your length when you fuck yourself in the shower. I want you to masturbate to me addictively. I want you to pursue me with all the intensity you can muster and claim me. I'm yours, baby. Just have me, won't you? Perhaps you'll just trundle along with her. But I don't hate your happiness if she's the cause. I just want you to be happy. But then I hate myself for feeling the wetness between my legs as I think some of these thoughts. It happens often, and it's hard to resist the gratification, whether they're thoughts of your cock sliding in and out of my dripping gut as you fuck me so deeply. Massaging me with your cock, your thickness as it stretches my entrance, and I groan as I feel full. Most nights, when you're not there, I replace you with my toy or one of my fingers. It's not enough, but I can feel you inside me, closing my eyes as I ride out the idea of you, my version of you in my mind's eye. As I fuck myself and moan your name, I almost feel until I come. And then I open my eyes. Why does it have to be you? Why does it have to be someone I need to fucking hate? I hate you. Why can't I mean it? Why Do I love you? When all I want to do is hate you. God. Fuck you. I love you.